From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. Ukraine's ambassador, Volodymyr Yelchenko, is this month's council president.
These launches are in grave violation of the DPRK's international obligations under the UN Security Council Resolution 1718, 1874, 2087, 2094, 2270 and 2321. The members of the Council deplore all the Democratic People's Republic of Korea ballistic missiles activities, including these launches, noting that such activities contribute to the DPRK's development of nuclear weapons delivery systems and increased tension.
At a White House news conference, President Donald Trump called North Korea's nuclear missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with them strongly. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Hyun Lee does not believe the latest UN condemnation will affect the North's behavior.
It is not an enforceable measure. It is more a symbolic condemnation, which has no impact on North Korean behavior.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency Tuesday said the missile was a new type with a range of more than 2,000 kilometers, describing it as an upgraded extended-range version of a submarine-launched rocket. White House National Security Advisor, retired General Michael Flynn, has resigned over his contacts with Russian officials before President Trump took office last month. Flynn acknowledged providing incomplete information about his discussions with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. to Vice President Mike Pence at issue whether the matter of sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea came up. This is VOA News.